He loves the garden. Extreme fine gardeners.
I have a long way to go before I am extremely exceptional. I try.
Maybe not in our estimation.
I have a long way to go.
Why does people hurt you?
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, yeah.
I have planted many different species of fauna that I will never see grow to fruition. But I know one day I will do so, not in this physical form. I have also planted and witnessed fauna grow rapidly and disappear and return with new generations of their offspring. Okay, I am being asked to, the phrase would be to finish up. Such a hasty phrase. Okay, any more questions?
No,
none for me. Thank you,
Okay.
Phoebe. Thank you.
Hasty. A hasty word for something with such meaning. Yo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Sharing.
Yo. So,
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, I'm here briefly to answer questions. Any questions? How do I start the
Sense of humor showing through.
Oh, it is. Okay, questions.
How about a curious fire?
Thank you.
Greetings. Hello. Okay. Only in my free time.
Only in your free time. You ain't gonna tell me.
I'm not going to tell you what. How to build a warp core engine.
Yes. How to build a warp core engine.
It's an ongoing joke between the two of us. Russ is totally lost by
This is a going thing with me and this young
it. How long? 3 years?
Something like that.
Wow.
The compression ratio is equal to the displacement of the energy field. The external input is also equal to the internal frequency of the modulation of the capacity to override the flow through of the electronic magnetical field, which is combined with the flow of a plasmic substance, which is diligently monitored by the technician, which in turn is operating the equipment that regulates the flow and modulation of the flow through, followed by flow back of the energy source that is equal to the pressure supplied by the combustible residue that is exhaled through the exhaust system. In doing so,
Now you've told me what it'll do. Now how do I build
I told you how to run it. I didn't tell you how to build it or maintain it.
it?
I
I
can't
know.
tell you that.
I love you. You're terrific.
And I admitted a whole load of very important information too.
Hey, Kier, how's the ski race going this year? I haven't
I'm on
talked
the
to
team.
You're
the
on the
team.
team.
Where are they going to hold it at this year? It's still going to be the same place as Centauri Base?
Yeah.
What happened?
They had a severe rainstorm.
Oh, Phil. No.
And we haven't got the setup, so it's been hosted on the Sirius, and they're panicking.
Oh, I bet they are. I'll bet they are.
Congratulations. Have you done any trial yet?
Yeah.
I did.
Doing pretty good. not doing as good as I was hoping, and it's taking time getting used to my new skis.
Oh, yeah, you've broken the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set your mind to it. You can do it.
Well, they're not the design that I want, but they'll work. They'll work. Okay. I may make a few modifications. I've got 2 years before my replacement set will be made and ready.
So that person was able to make it for you?
Yes, and it cost.
I'll bet it.
Seriously cost. It cost a whole entire line named after her.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got this whole entire line, that is her line. Mm-hmm. And she gets the revenue from it.
Probably sell well too.
Probably will. Then it's not ski wear, which is what I thought she would have gone after.
Sports.
Well,
it's not bathing suits.
No.
Sportswear?
No. No. Springwear.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a lot.
Light summery outfits or spring outfits.
Yeah. Wow, well, good luck with this year anyway.
Yeah, I hope to pick up another medal.
Well, with a change in venue, perhaps it'll throw the other racers off.
Yeah, it's throwing everybody off. It could be fun. And the area that they hosted it last year, they can't host it in this year for the simple reason that there are a couple of festivals that go on in that area. And they were early last year because of those festivals and the scheduling and everything. You know, we've had to push them further into the year, which means that the races are going to be held in possibly spring-like conditions, which is going to make it very entertaining.
Why don't you guys hold it at Hades Base? We control the weather.
We don't have the setup right now. We don't start the construction and everything for that until the summer. But we've got to have 6 months warning whilst there's no snow on the ground to build. Yeah, you know, the bases where all the equipment will get set up, and then we've got to yeah, line the courses with the monitoring equipment to make sure nobody cheats. I mean, PK's right out. Can't use that whilst racing, so we've got to put all of that in before the races are held. So.
I got another question for you, love.
Uh-huh.
About a year ago,
mm-hmm.
me and Mark
mm-hmm.
decided to put together a flying wing.
It was more than a year ago.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyhow, you came up with a design that was so far out,
uh-huh.
there's no way we could build that bugger.
Yes, okay.
No. Now, will you simplify this thing for us, please? Please?
Okay. I can simplify it.
Please.
Okay. You want a stable flying platform. How
wing.
Stable?
Wing.
How stable?
You got me at a loss here.
If you have it totally stable,
yeah.
it's not going to turn?
No, we want it to fly.
Okay, so you need a reasonably stable platform that can have the ability to turn, bank, roll, pitch.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, if you want to put this together, it isn't necessary right now.
Okay. It's changed. Piece of cake.
All right. Then when you see Mark the next time, will you give him the...
He's posturing around in the apartment somewhere.
Well, I know that. The two of you can't do something together here as long as...
I'm hearing the...
That's correct. That's
the
correct.
Channeling. Yeah. And he's posturing around in the apartment.
Yeah, right.
I could go and hit him over the head with the, some fruit and stuff.
But just try to instill in him a little bit simpler design than what you came up with, because that was atrocious.
It worked. It worked very well.
I know it worked with four engines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been told it's time to put in the next person.
Okay. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. I really
Greetings and felicitations. Greetings. Greetings, greetings, young lady.
Lara,
it is an honor to be able to meet your acquaintance. I am the base commander. My primary function is to keep control over this disorderly bunch of reprobates. I believe if they were assembled on your planet, they would be tried, convicted, and sentenced to insubordination, delinquent behavior, juvenile characteristics, and misappropriation of time. But all jokes aside, I'm here to answer questions. Tonight's format is an informal format that we have been going through, as opposed to our normal format where I go over the points that everybody has made, correct any erroneous statements, and in doing so, I also say what may or may not be put on your internet when this is transcribed by our resident delinquent scribe. Okay, as it is an informal session, I will throw the hat into the ring and open to questions. You can ask me any question that you wish. If I do not know the answer, I will retrieve the answer for you at a pace which is satisfactory for you.
Question on the conference.
Yes.
Currently, I'm with phase two of trying to track down channels other than...
For the Zeta Reticuli. Yes, I am aware. I have received full reports.
And we have, of course, gotten something back, but nothing positive.
No, it is something that, as I said, takes time.
Right. Still a work out. Unfortunately, there's only two.
Yes.
We need a channel for the Zeta, be a channel for the Zeta Reticuli, the race called the Greys.
Supposedly not having
emotions. Yeah, right. The race single consciousness.
Yes, responsible for numerous abductions.
Unfortunately, they're very shy.
Would you not be shy if you were being accused of what they are doing?
I want to set the record straight. Sure. Supposedly they are, you know, there's two kinds. And one side, you know, is against the other side, apparently due to the abductions. But they're a single consciousness, so it's kind of hard to say how they get into
what
two sides.
The abductions though?
They have decreased dramatically. Thanks very much to the efforts of numerous groups. They still happen. We are one group that is working very diligently on this problem. There is a second group that I can freely mention, and they do pay a price for their more aggressive stance on attempting to stop the abduction. Unfortunately, many of them do not reach great age in doing what they do. That is correct.
So in the meantime, go ahead and continue those efforts and also work on the Reptoid.
Yes, that we have to. Pursue this. It is necessary to be able to at least start the process. As I said and have said numerous times, we are not in any great hurry, but the speed is in your linear thought processes on the perception of time. You are limited by the length of time.
Here. Well, it all depends on efforts and response. We have a representative from the Arcturians, we have representatives from National Command. We now are representatives from at least one of the other two races.
It may be appropriate to make overtures to them which appeal to their thought processes. Pointing out the educational advancements that can come from this, not only for them, but for all groups involved. I could word it for you, but it would be not appropriate. It is, you have to do it yourself.
Now, something else. Tia mentioned something that kicked off my mind just a second ago. When she mentioned Asian flu, the various economic problems branching out from that as being a limiting time factor. We've seen how Brazil is now going through a similar economic problem. And the spread, of course, will probably reach us last. But it's something that will be sort of working into a time frame for us to try to be?
I do not know at this time. It depends how virulent the Asian flu becomes when it hits. If it has already burnt itself out far enough that it is not a major threat, or if it re-intensifies, is something that is debatable at this point.
Okay.
It is something that we are looking at and waiting very patiently for Tia's latest facts and figures.
Also, there was a question I had on one tape that I'm about to, I've transcribed, and before I put on the web, I wanted to ask you about. We were talking, and I believe, I'm pretty sure it was you who was discussing on the tape about Russia getting a new president. And as I remember, I can't remember the gentleman's name or if he was in fact president. I thought it was President Boris Yeltsin. There can't be two presidents.
No, I believe you are misquoted. It is the gentleman directly underneath the president.
Okay, so I need to change that.
It would be, I believe, a prime minister or the equivalent that they use.
Okay. One last thing on Daniel's thing where he is making a challenge to the other races.
Challenge is an inaccurate word.
Yes.
Raising a point.
Right. It's something I wasn't sure if we still wanted to go with now that we have a representative of the Arcturians. It might be seen as something negative. I wanted to find out a little more on your side.
Daniel is a wiser head than I am. He is playing his own game, as it were,
so
to facilitate the necessary speed. I believe the phrase was calling on all races involved to, paraphrasing, get their fingers out and work out the problems. What I think you should do is send to the representative that is prepared to channel the Arcturians a little letter stating that this was written before there had been a response and that it is not directed at them, more at the Zetas and the Reptiloids.
Okay.
No. I'm listening. You go right ahead. You're doing just fine. Because I'm trying to learn.
Okay. Actually, I don't want to take up too much more time because I know we still have Huda left and she's only here for a short time. So
okay.
I really don't have anything else left on my end.
I don't either.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are welcome. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back. Please, bunny. God, I hate it when people call me Huna. Only my mother calls me Huna.
Bunny, Skip, I don't know if you've met.
Never met you before.
Okay. No. And this is Lara. Lara.
Lara.
I thought you had.
Hey.
Hi, bunny.
Yep. I'm a student. I am studying healing and probing.
Whoa. This is tribute, great, and so on.
Oh,
okay.
I'm the one with the personality problem.
How's the study going, by the way? How's school?
Piece of cake. It's boring.
Oh. It's going well, though?
Yeah, it's going fun. I'm having a blast.
Enjoying your vacation?
Uh-huh. Really been enjoying myself.
Good. You got spring break?
Huh?
Spring break. It's a earth thing. People in school down here, they take a break.
Oh, I take a break when I feel like it.
Oh, okay. That must be nice.
Uh-huh. I take 4 months a year. Most of it I spend at home. I go fishing. I go swimming, boating. I have a lot of fun, too.
How's your sister?
Which one?
The one on the list.
Oh, Leah, she's good. She's good to go.
Good to see you doing so well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm doing real well.
Excellent.
The best way to describe me is I am a student of life.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question for you. Uh-huh. Is, your ability to probe and your ability to heal,
uh-huh.
the two used in conjunction, really become something of
a... Well, that's what led me to my little problem.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, with my dysfunction. I had a circuitry problem in my head. What happened was I was working on a healing with two individuals that had a animosity towards each other, and it was necessary to look at why they had an animosity, get to the root cause, and then get them to work on the healing. That's working on the healing, it involved me interacting in a very defenseless ability where I experienced what they experienced, both of them. And what happened was that I basically rewrote some mental program in my head, and I got locked in the loop of one of the people who has a enjoyment of pain.
Ooh.
So
ouch.
I got in a negative
feedback loop.
Yeah, feedback loop in a way that was of a sexual orientation where pleasure and pain became interchangeable and started to corrupt each other, that I needed more pleasure to get, I needed more pain to get more pleasure. And it got worse and worse and worse. And then finally I went to what you would say is my dean, and we sat down and we looked at it and we worked out a healing process for it. And it was basically enjoy as much of both as possible, but be aware that they are both overriding. It got to the point where it was overriding in everything that I did. I needed the pain to have the pleasure of anything. It was no longer just a sexual activity. So what we did was that we sat down and we came up with a healing thing where I basically went through hell for about a 28-day period of, you know, escalating and escalating, and finally it got to the point where I just collapsed. Just totally collapsed, and that's when the healing could start. It had to be burned out of my system. And now I understand both emotions and both feelings. And yeah, I enjoy a bit of pain with my pleasure.
You sound much more sane.
Hey, I was going batty at that point. When I sent the hollow, I was getting to the point where I was going without sleep to satisfy the urges.
It was bad. It sounded like she became an empath. I mean, from accumulating this from the other people.
Well, that's part of the process of the healing, was doing that.
Sound like you became an empath.
Well, I am empathic. Yeah, I feel the emotions so that I can heal. It is part of the healing side. The probing side is something that is Yeah.
What a combination.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Boy, the saying down here that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It almost did kill me.
Sounds like it.
I mean, it was overkill. I mean, basically, for the last 5 days, I went without sleep, satisfying those urges. I needed the pain to get the pleasure. And as soon as the pleasure was reached, it faded away and I needed the pain again.
Well, you sound like you've actually grown quite a bit. Speak more on the way like Fury or somebody. As far as your maturity, you've kind of gotten way up.
Oh, you want to bet?
What does it sound like?
It's just that when I go back, I've got a whole load of exams to do and I have my... I've had my urges satisfied for the afternoon, so I'm going to pick my books back up and sit in the bamboo and read for a while. And then once my urges warm back up, and then I'll deal with those urges. But at the moment, I've got to do some studying on... what am I studying something? No. It's actually... something that is a little convoluted. It's to do with practices of it's a religious order thingy, and they're healing practices.
Now, your great-grandfather, so on.
Uncle.
Sorry. Was discussing the probing process.
Yes, I know. And that in itself is pretty basic and simple. Part of the probing thing is, and I don't like the phrase that I am the anvil. What is an anvil? Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
I love that. Okay, well, we're...
So who's the guy with the leather apron and the mallet thingy?
Oh, Thor.
Oh. Yeah, totally lost. It's just
blacksmith.
It was the picture that I got was of this person that needed this big muscular guy that needed to take a bath, pounding and sparks flying with this mallet thingy.
No, that's the
on the anvil. Okay, who thought of that? It was floating around.
All I had was the anvil. I didn't put any sparks down.
The door.
I'm sorry, darling.
That's all right. I mean, with all these thoughts floating around, it does get a little confusing, the fact that I am in probe mode, which is part of a demonstration that I'm about to do.
Oh, go ahead.
Victor, let me see.
I'm wide open. All right.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, really, Russ? So, you don't think we would double-team you, huh?
Well, that's from an earlier thought.
It's floating.
It's floating.
It's thinking. It's working. Okay. So, how do you fix that problem?
I don't know, but the question I had was, waveforms, you see them in the air or in our brain?
Well, how do you fix that problem of trying to recognize which ones and where they are?
I don't know. I haven't found that one out yet.
Maybe I should be a little bit more clear on what I say. Oh. I thought you would know what I meant. Obviously, being a male of your species means that your intelligence level is lower.
Something about familiarity.
Actually, that's part of the demonstration. What I've basically done is totally destroy his shields by attacking his self-confidence. I can get what I want now. You see, I am the mallet. Okay.
It's good to have you back, dude. I understand you're leaving, though.
Yeah, I'm leaving on Monday of next week.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going now?
I'm going home. I've got to go back to my studies.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then your vacation's over.
Pretty much so. I may stay a little while longer, or I may come on a weekend trip. Yeah, take a couple of days off and come and visit. But yes, that is a problem for you to figure out because it's both. To perceive and see is. To perceive and see is coming with experience and learning. It is something that you have to be patient in recognizing. Uh-huh, yeah. Pretty much so.
Can't you guys verbalize? I got to write this stuff on tape. I got to type this out at some point when you I get it back. And, all I got is like this. Silence and an answer. I love it. The tree bird make my life very hard on these tapes.
Got to use your third eye.
Apparently so.
Yeah. That's how you pick up the waves of the thoughts of the others.
In a month, when I hear this back, I can't wait.
It is called cheating.
I know.
Yeah, it is. Honest. Mm-hmm. It facilitates, I sound like my great uncle that's sitting next to me getting a good chuckle out of things. It's good to see him there. Mm-hmm. Skip, he is about 780 something. And that's all he says is that he's 780 something.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Even by us, our standards, he is getting up in years. Actually, I've got the impression in the transmission he gave me, he's lying. I will save that for a later time. It's the battle of the youth versus the ancient and decrepit.
Decrepit?
Yeah, he's getting on in years.
That doesn't make him.
I'm trying to goad him.
God. As I understand it, when you both got together here over at the apartment, you guys sat a staring contest for a little while.
Uh-huh.
You both were trying to get in each other's shields.
Nobody. It's nope. A standoff.
It was a standoff.
But I do know how to get around it.
Okay, then what's happening to your population or your race? It's the same thing that's happening to ours.
Uh-huh, pretty much
so. The younger people are getting educated quicker.
Actually, we learn as a race, serious, we learn at a far, far higher rate.
Yes.
From what I've looked at and analyzed, my educational level is that of your high dons and professors at your educational facilities. That for us is basic education.
Mm-hmm. What I was trying to say, Bunny, in comparison with, okay, I'm going to use myself for instance because I always do this. I'm old in my world, okay? My grandson is getting education faster.
Mm-hmm.
And more thorough than I did
when
I
was his age. No, it's not more thorough.
Than when I was his age.
Yeah, it's not more thorough. Ask him the questions that you took on your, I think it was 10th year, when you were 10 summers old, you took some questions at your school. Ask him those questions.
Anyway, have you put aside your other career?
No, still doing that. Still making hollows. Excellent. Still dancing.
Excellent. Any performances while you're on base?
Only private ones.
She's a dancer also. Put on quite a good show one time in the corner bar.
Mm-hmm.
Rage.
Hey, I enjoy life. Yeah, that's part of my fun.
So, have you talked to Lycolin?
Uh-huh. I talked to her yesterday before she went off to play with her soldiers. It's better than what I was going to say. Okay, I'll say it. She was going off to play with her privates.
Very well done.
Well, you guys wanted the answer, so I gave you as it is. She's off playing with her privates. Actually, the impression I got is that it's all a front for her to select for the cross-country team.
Well, obviously,
I'm not
sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to be at the races this year, too.
Actually, it clashes with the Festival of Fish.
Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you catching fish?
Yeah. I want to actually succeed this year.
You haven't succeeded yet?
No. I'm going to have another bash in it.
For explanation's sake, Festival of Fish is where she's from a family that lives by the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that determines gathering into adult status, if I remember right.
Well, it's kind of, actually now it's more of the something that's archaic.
It's traditional.
Yeah, traditional. And somebody, every year somebody